Have you had a chance to look over this document?
Yes, I have skimmed the document that was leaked to the Washington Post, which is purported to be the Trump administration's legislative outline for permitting of infrastructure projects and other projects as well.
And what are the most significant shifts you see in terms of protocol?
First, let me step back and give some big picture thoughts here. We do have real infrastructure issues in the United States. Virtually every infrastructure report for the last 10 years has said we have a problem with crumbling roads and bridges. Those are real problems. And the big issue in shoring up bridges and improving our road system is not environmental permitting issues. It's money. The gas tax was last raised in 1993, a quarter century ago. And since that time, inflation has increased 65%. So money set aside for transportation funding has just not kept pace. A significant issue limiting infrastructure development is not environmental permitting, but the Trump administration's proposal is essentially a Trojan horse for gutting laws that protect national parks, our wildlife, our clean water, and our ability to hold the government accountable when they break the laws. For example, with respect to national parks, the Trump plan for infrastructure would make it easier for national gas pipelines to be bulldozed through national parks. To build a big natural gas pipeline, you typically clear an area of 100 feet wide of all vegetation and dig a big hole and put the pipeline in there. And that kind of activity is just not appropriate in national parks. And to make it easier to do that by taking this power away from Congress and saying that the Secretary of Interior can do it is asking for trouble. Another example with respect to national parks and other parkland, right now there's a law that basically puts a thumb on the scale away from putting major highways through parkland. And the Trump proposal would take that away and say that you no longer need to avoid those kinds of lands.
As I understand it, the nomination for someone to lead the Council on Environmental Quality was pulled about a week ago. It had been the administration's second attempt to get this candidate confirmed, and that as of last fall, the council in its entirety remains pretty much unassembled.
The Council on Environmental Quality is the primary body that does two things. It advises the president on environmental issues. It provides oversight and interprets the rules and writes the rules with respect to the National Environmental Policy Act, which is the act which requires agencies to look before they leap, to prepare these environmental impact statements, to involve the public and inform the public what the government proposes to do and what alternatives the agency could take before agreeing to approve a project. So not having anybody home at CEQ certainly would seem to make it difficult to coordinate among agencies who are at odds over interpreting environmental laws. So it would make sense to have somebody there before you talked about making wholesale changes to weaken the Environmental Policy Act.
Seems to me, given the wide swath of consideration that environmental review requires to make the priority and the principle that guide the process, a specific window of time does not speak to wise environmental stewardship.
One of the things that the Trump proposal does is it sets a deadline for the completion of federal agency environmental reviews, known as environmental impact statements, and it says you've got to get these things done within 21 months. And for many projects, that might make sense, but for some big controversial projects, that's not going to make sense. And what the agencies will end up doing will be shortcutting public involvement, public participation. And then at the back end, what the Trump proposal says is that even if the agency did a really sloppy job, if it's the best they could do in terms of incorporating public concerns and avoiding environmental impacts, if they do a sloppy job on that in the 21-month period, you can't hold them accountable in court because that will be considered to be, well, if they gave it a good shot at getting the review done in 21 months, then you can't really hold them accountable if it's not the best job in the world. It just lets the federal agencies off the hook when they've done a sloppy job of considering what's important to communities, what's important to wildlife, what's important to clean air and water when they're doing these environmental reviews. There are certainly no shortage of appointees in the Trump administration who are dead set against the implementation of our current laws to protect our air and water and our wildlife and public lands, and this is the infrastructure proposal is just one more piece of evidence that this administration is going to try to gut those laws in any way, shape, or form they can. The infrastructure proposal shows that. The Washington Post published a story about a proposal to essentially gut public participation and environmental oversight of energy development on lands managed by the Bureau of Land Management, which manages 8 million acres of public land in Colorado, most of it on the West Slope. Basically eliminating the ability of the public to participate. That this is the proposal, to eliminate the ability of the public to watchdog what's going on public lands and to have any environmental review on what's going on public lands with respect to energy development. So this is really just an attempt to subsidize energy development by slashing environmental protections and public oversight.
I've been talking with Ted Zukoski from Earth Justice. For more information about the work they do, you can visit earthjustice.org. For KGNU, this is Robin Ryan.